Assalamu alaikum. So it's nice to speak with you again as we continue to journey into an understanding of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can incorporate the characteristics of those names into our daily lives. So the name that we're going to discuss today in this episode of the program is the name of As-Salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes the name of As-Salam to himself, which means the peace. In our homes, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our relationships with our children, we are constantly seeking that element of peace. We're looking for that sanctity, that connection, that feeling of tranquility that can enter our hearts in the relationship. But why is that search for peace sometimes so difficult? Why is it hard sometimes to find that type of peace at home? In struggling to seek peace, a lot of times we are plagued with self-doubts. We are plagued with questions. We are plagued with worries. We're plagued with wondering what the other person is thinking or what they're saying or what they mean. And the lack of peace in the home is often built upon misunderstanding and miscommunication. Many times we'll enter into homes or our own homes and we'll see that there is strife between husband and wife. And there's this constant turmoil that's occurring, whether it's because there's a life of running around where one is constantly leaving the home, the other is coming back into the home, the children are being dropped off at this activity, at that activity, there's school, there's work, and that sense of peace seems to be missing. How do we bring it back into our lives? The importance of dhikr is a crucial element in realigning ourselves and being able to reconnect, not just with one another in our families and our homes, but also to reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes all it means is that on the drive home from work, on the drive to school to pick up the children, on the drive coming back or forth from one of the million busy elements that consume our lives, pausing for a little bit, remembering the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying the salawat ala the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reminding ourselves of what our purpose is. That's one way that we can incorporate peace into our personal spiritual realm. When we enter into our homes with that sense of peace from the spiritual perspective, we'll be able to bring that sense of peace into our homes. Because then when we enter our homes and we meet our spouse at the door, or we meet our children after school, we've already recentered and realigned ourselves, and we're ready to connect with them on a level where we can truly love our children and love our spouse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not an easy task to try to overtake, to try to complete finding that peace in the home. But it is the most important element of keeping the sanity of the home, keeping the sanctity of the home, by introducing that element of peace in the home. So I urge you today to give it a try. When you feel like the world is crashing down around you, when you feel like you're being pushed from side to side, when it feels like at every turn there's another bombardment coming towards you, take a deep breath. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the Creator who is As-Salam, and try to incorporate that salam into your own connection with Him and into your connection with your spouse, with your children, and with your entire family. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to incorporate As-Salam in all that we do, to allow us to connect with our spouses in a way of peace, to allow us to raise our children in a peaceful manner as well, so that we can head closer and closer towards establishing peaceful homes. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow evening as we discuss the next name of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.